USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A four-page letter has been sent by Attorney General William Barr to Congress summarizing the Mueller report, saying that no evidence was found that the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. The president spoke in Florida.
It was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected.
House Judiciary Gerald Nadler of New York tweets, in light of the very concerning discrepancies and final decision-making at the Justice Department following the special counsel report where Mueller did not exonerate the president, we will be calling Attorney General Barr in to testify before House Judiciary in the near future. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A top Trump administration official is willing to work with the House Judiciary Committee. Through his attorney, White House advisor, and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner says he will provide documents that they're requesting. The committee is conducting a sweeping inquiry into the Trump administration, the campaign, and the Trump businesses. The document request earlier this month went to 81 individuals and organizations as the committee looks into possible corruption, obstruction of justice, and ethics violations within the administration. Kushner is one of several Trump family members who've been asked for documents. The president himself initially suggested he wouldn't comply with the request. There's a toad infestation in a Florida suburb. Thousands of poisonous cane toads showed up late last week in Palm Beach Gardens.
We're always going to have toads and we're always going to have frogs, but this is just outrageous.
The residents are concerned about the toxins secreted by the toads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Republican senator comments on an apparent miscue on North Korea coming from the White House. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
GOP Senator Marco Rubio suggests that President Trump's reversal of sanctions against North Korea that had not yet been made public could stoke international uncertainty over future punitive measures. Rubio on NBC's Meet the Press.
I've never seen that before from this or any administration. So something happened here. Those things have to usually be approved. In fact, they know that they are. They go through a long interagency process signed off on by the president. So something happened between the time it was announced and the time that the president put out that statement.
A source familiar with the decision said that Trump was not rolling back the sanctions announced Thursday against two Chinese shipping companies accused of helping North Korea evade existing sanctions, but instead was holding a new round of large-scale sanctions that had yet to be made public.
Another Powerball jackpot misfire. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
On Saturday, these Southern California Powerball ticket buyers were all making plans about what they were going to do if they won.
I'm going to tell my boss to kiss my in every language known to mankind.
Go to Key West for a little bit.
Get out of my house.
But the $625 million fourth largest Powerball jackpot ever went unclaimed again. No one has won the big prize since December. The next drawing on Wednesday has an estimated value of $750 million before taxes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.